Hi there, welcome to Intentional Living. Today here at our center, we're opening the doors to talk about how God is just right there in the middle of a storm or in the middle of a loss or something that just blindsided you in life that you've been through, perhaps. How did you grow, or did you? Some people, when they face challenges, you know, a death, a divorce, maybe it's a diagnosis of cancer or some other challenge that just was really, really difficult. Some people grow through it, some people wilt through it. I'd ask the question, what have you learned about yourself, about God, about your life going through a difficult storm? And how does that impact you being intentional today? I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Are you ready? Let's do this. The lines are open. 888-888-1717.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Yeah, that's right. Intentional for your life. That's why we are here. And thank you for joining me. Thank you, Kurt. Again, the phone line is open, and we'd like to talk. 888-888-1717 as we sit around here in our Intentional Living Center today, communicating about how in the world do we grow? How do we get through the difficulties of life? And I was thinking about so many that in the kind of business I work in, I work with people who are just going through junk. You know, I hear the divorces. I hear the diagnosis of cancer. I hear the lost jobs, the reversals in a relationship, or just, you know, the things of life that come along. And some people seem to be more resilient to get through those, and others less so. And how much of that is just, you know, our own personality, and how much of it is, as Christians, really learning to trust God? Because I've seen some Christians collapse under that and others that seem to really grow. So I'd ask, what have you learned? I mean, if you've been through a storm in your life, what one thing have you learned about yourself, about life, about God, about His love for you? I'd love to talk to you. 888-888-1717. We all have storms. You can't get through life without them. You know, there's sometimes there's a loss of a child who's walked away from the faith, walked away from your family, made decisions that really hurt. Sometimes there's a spouse that walks away from a marriage or infidelity that creates just the tension, the problem, the opportunity to forgive, but maybe the unwillingness to do so, or the unwillingness for a person to change from the behavior they're exhibiting and creating problems in a marriage or family. How have you grown? The lines are already completely jammed, and we're going to get to the calls here in a minute. The scripture says, Romans 8:18, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that is to be revealed to us." This is a brief snippet in the time of history that you and I get to be on this planet, to live, to experience, to either wilt or to grow, to either give Him glory or to try to give glory to ourselves. And the decision's ours. So we're going to get some of these calls here in just a moment. 888-888-1717. Storms come. What have you learned through the process?
Hey, Dr. Randy. My name is Barry. I just want to thank you so much for your program. It has meant so much to me personally as a man and as a husband and a father. This year has been so tough for us as a family. My wife and my kids that I married into, we went through a lot of storms. Without your program, I don't know that we would have ever survived it. I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, and God bless you, and thank you so much for what you're doing. Bye.
Well, you're very welcome, and we're glad to be here to share with you and to talk about the things that matter in life the most. And thank you for allowing us to do that. As I'm looking at the phone lines, they're all jammed. We're going to get to these calls here. They're coming in so quickly, we got to get them processed. And I think it's an indication. I can always tell by the phone lines when we see all of our lines just jammed and all the lights blinking, I know that we've touched a nerve. And I think it's a reminder that no matter what you're facing today, you're not alone. Because the things that you're facing are not uncommon to other people. Other people have also had that diagnosis of cancer or that divorce. And it's the choices that we make. James 1, for instance, it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds in life, because you will, because you know that the testing of your faith will produce perseverance, and perseverance, when it's finished, its work, will make you mature and complete, not lacking in anything. And so it's this process that we go through. And that's a hard thing to absorb and to understand, that we are to consider it pure joy when we face trials. I mean, how many times we get up and we find out we got a cancer diagnosis and say, praise you, Jesus, thank you for that. Or when you find out that something that you were hoping for in your life just collapsed in front of you, thank you, Lord, for that. And that's a hard thing to do. I'm not sure that it's, when you consider it pure joy, that it means that you're going to be jumping up and down, but there's something within us to know that that the testing of our faith gives us an opportunity to really persevere and to grow. All right, let's get to the calls that I promised. They're standing by. Lalani's on the line in Michigan. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Appreciate your call. Tell me, what have you learned going through a storm in your life?
I learned that God is always, always there, no matter what. In 2004, I lost my only two children to a car accident.
Oh.
And God had been working with me because he knew I was going to need him. And then we had a huge trial, and we got guardianship of two of the grandkids.
Mm.
And right now we're getting ready to go back for a hearing for their mother, wants visitation after no talk from 8 years. And in the midst of this, even though it's a very hard time and these kids have to learn some hard lessons, that we have to turn to God. God is there. There is beauty from ashes.
Was that a turning point for you?
It was. I had really walked away from God. It was, life's hard anyway, but I just feel like he was a fisherman reeling me back in slowly before my children died. And it has been. He has just grown us so much. Mm. And it's like what Satan intends for evil, God intends for good.
What have you learned about life? How are you different as a person today as a result of that obvious, difficult storm?
That God is in the midst of us and God doesn't cause it, I don't believe.
No.
And even though I'm not even enjoying what we're going through right now, getting to go for this trip, God will be victorious. I mean, his plan is to prosper you, to give you a good life. And my kids are in heaven, and I just have learned that even though I miss them terribly and I still have days of crying, I'm going to see them again. Their kids are going to see them again.
Hmm. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Let me move from Michigan to Arizona. Joanna's on the line. Joanna, welcome to the program. Let me make sure the button's pushed. There you go. Joanna, I'm sorry about that. Welcome to the program.
That's all right. Thank you, Dr. Randy.
What have you been through? What have you learned?
I have learned how faithful Jesus is. He is the biggest joy of my life. When I was 30 years old, I was in a serious car accident and ejected from the car.
Mm.
Along with that, I received a stroke from an aneurysm from the car accident. And at that point, they gave me 7 months to live, and I had two little children. And I had just become a Christian, so I knew that God was able to heal, but I just thought it would be instantaneously. I didn't know it would be a journey. And what transpired over the next, I praise God, he got us through those 7 months. over the next few years, my daughter had a older one, had a bicycle accident, lost most of her lip and some of her teeth. My younger daughter got juvenile diabetes and almost passed away because her blood sugars were in the 600. Mm-hmm. A couple years after that, they were doing surgeries on me every other year. And then my husband got hit by a car and they said he'd never walk again. And I was going, oh my gosh, this isn't what I anticipated. But I can tell you, Jesus is so faithful. He took us through. Though it took years for me to comprehend again and understand things and try to read the Bible, he just has always been there, and I just love to glorify him, and he's the joy of my heart.
Thank you, Joanne. I appreciate your call. That's what you've done, and a lot of people are encouraged, I'm sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Randy. Bye.
Some listening, you might be thinking, no, wait a minute. How in the world? I mean, juvenile diabetes, car accident, a husband injured, Job-like, and is that a Christian being naive? Are Christians just naive and just trying to write off all this pain and, you know, say, well, God's with me? And I can see where a person who has not experienced God's intentional love, and you've not experienced the power of the Holy Spirit in touching your life, well, you'd feel that way. You'd think that. Kind of a denial. There's a living in that state of denial. But the reality is, for those of us who are followers of Christ, we believe that our only hope is in him, ultimately. But we're not immune. I think that's something that many people misunderstand. As believers, as Christians, it's not that we believe we're going to be immune from the pain of life. We just know that when we face them, that we face them with God, who is a part of our life, who is our life. And that makes a big difference. So I don't know what your storm is. So far, we've had a couple car accident storms, whatever your thing is you're going through. It could be just a relationship thing. Could be even a simple thing, but it's very personal and painful for you. What have you learned? I guess the question is, what are you learning about life? I mean, what's going on? Don't miss the opportunity to learn something. Some have said, don't allow any pain to pass without learning a lesson through it. 888-888-1717.
It was back in 2010. My father had passed away. I mean, he was the dad. I think he was the closest thing that you could get to God being right next to you on earth. I know all daughters think their fathers are their hero, but he really was my hero. 3 weeks after my father passed away, our house burned down unexpectedly in the middle of the night. At the time, my four grown children were living with me and my 101-year-old grandmother. I wasn't home at the time. Myself and my daughter worked third shift. My older boys were there. Their dog woke my oldest son up. He got his other brother out. My oldest ran into my grandmother's bedroom, who could not walk. The fire had started in her bedroom. He grabbed something and wrapped it around him. He ran in to get her. My son got burned going in. He said he got into her room and there were flames everywhere. Said there was a perfect ring around Grandma's bed. She just had the covers up over her nose and eyes, and my son said all she kept saying was, he said it'll be okay. She said it'll be okay. My son picked her up out of the bed, carried her out. He got burned going in and out, ended up in the hospital. My grandmother, there was not a mark on her other than a little soot. No smoke inhalation, no burns, no red marks, nothing. And I told my son, I said, you know what? I'm sure that was Jesus or God's angel, someone standing there, you know, telling Grandma, it's going to be okay. And it was. And during this time, there were other issues going on. One of my children had a drug problem that they were struggling with. And life really blindsided me. But I just want to let everybody know God is there. He is. Just hang on. Keep your head up. Say your prayers. And, you know, today, 4 years later, our lives are wonderful. They're not perfect, but everyone is okay. We're all living in a different house. Everyone has a job. My child that had the drug problem is doing wonderful. It has been clean for over 2 years. Just hang in there. God is there with you. Just don't let go.
It's a good reminder. You may be right in the middle of the storm, and frankly, it may be that your story is not going to be that today, at least, you feel like you've made it. It may be a long journey. I think of that passage that says his mercies are new every morning, and you're starting to learn to live day one day at a time. Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. That's a good news. All right, back to the calls, going through the journey, going through the storms. Debbie's in Arizona. Hi there, Debbie.
Hi.
Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Tell me what you've been through and what have you learned about life?
Yes, I had my son's girlfriend at 40 years old, young, vibrant, beautiful girl, lost her life to cancer. Uh-huh. When she first found out she had it, she had no income and she didn't have the access, the government access. And when she finally was able to get on the access, it was too late. She'd already passed. And so from that point on, and I was raised with the foundation of the Lord. My dad raised me in church, but I just kind of got away, and I wasn't so much on fire for God. At the point of losing her, I came back to God very strong. I decided I would spend the rest of my life serving Him. And, they always say something bad. I mean, something good always comes out of something bad. So I now do a prison ministry. I myself went through a drug addiction for 15 years and cancer that they gave me 5 years to live, which was 40 years ago. But I did come through that. I am doing a prison ministry that it took God 10 years to make me realize that was where He wanted me. But I think that her death was what turned me around and got me headed in the direction the Lord wanted me to go.
Thank you, Debbie. Appreciate your call. Choices, aren't they? When you go through, you know, people say when you go through a problem, you either get better or bitter, kind of a little cliche, but it's true. And it's a decision we make. It's a hard one. And the thing is, none of us know when the next storm's coming. But I'll tell you what, intentional living comes down to this. If you're not prepared and intentional about how you live, how you think, how you respond, life can take you away like a rushing stream. Talking today about when you face a challenge in your life, what have you learned about yourself and about life?
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Do you want to finish strong?
What were Christ's last words on the cross? It is finished. See, God is a God of finishing. He's not a God of just starting.
Dr. Randy has some great encouragement and godly counsel for you in his full-length DVD, Finishing Strong. Finishing Strong features in-depth teaching on 10 principles to help you finish everything in life and finish well. Become a member of Intentional Living today, and with your ongoing monthly gift, you'll receive the Finishing Strong DVD and Donna Carlson's beautiful 16x20 watercolor print, featuring the 10 Finishing Strong statements as a reminder. You'll also receive Dr. Randy's monthly coaching, all with our thanks. So go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-1717, and press number 4. Thanks.
Free. Can you really get anything worthwhile for free anymore? Well, here's good news for you. At TheIntentionalLife.com, you can find all kinds of things to help you as you lead an intentional life. Many of them free. Pick up Dr. Randy's free ebook. Check out the latest newsletter or daily devotions. All free and available to you right now. It's not always easy to lead an intentional life, but with free resources from TheIntentionalLife.com, you can do it.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. So how much can one thing change your life, especially if that one thing is what will please Christ? Well, consider Manuela's one thing. She says, I'm going to ask the Lord every morning what He wants to do that day and see what happens. Now, I think that's one thing that would pretty much change your life. So what is your one thing, and how much change would it bring into your life? Pray about it, and then join the Intentional One Thing Challenge at theintentionallife.com/one thing. Dr. Randy,
All right. Thank you, Kurt. Good idea. That one. By the way, that one thing challenge Kurt just mentioned, what it is you click on there and you get immediate access into four videos that I produced, each of them about 8 or 9 minutes long. The first one talks about goal setting, how to set a goal, a godly goal. What does that mean? The power of goal setting. The second one talks about developing habits, the one kind of habit that can make a difference over the next 30 days for that one goal that you've set. And then the third lesson, which is 8 or 9 minutes long, talks about overcoming roadblocks, the clutter, the things in your life that keep you from success, the procrastination of life and so on. And then the last one really focuses on finishing strong. That's there. We've got an ebook there for you. We've got a little quiz you can take about head, heart, and hand that I created to help you see if you are you more of a thinker or more of a feeler and how that impacts you if you're married to a person who's different than you are. All that's there. It's all free. It's all part of our mission, our ministry to encourage you. Just go to theintentionallife.com, okay? Theintentionallife.com. Mary Ellen is on the line in Michigan. Mary Ellen, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Dr. Carlson.
Appreciate your call.
I'm honored to be on your program. I love it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Tell me a little bit about your journey and what you've learned.
Well, my husband passed away 5 years ago.
Mm.
And prior to that, within the course of 3 years, I lost my father and my mother. And I've had a wonderful job. But a year ago, my manager and I walked into her manager's office, and he told me my job was being eliminated and that I needed to look over a severance package. It was just before my 62nd birthday. And the same thing had happened to my mother, very similar, when she was my age 30 years before. But at any rate, God has been very gracious to me. He gave me a very good job while I was caring for my husband before he died. And while I had that job, I lost my father, my mother, and my husband. And then I was able to save money, even though I think my husband and I always learned we had been living below our means, and I was able to put money aside to take care of him and to work. And then when this happened with my job, it's been challenging because I have felt somewhat lost this year. But because of God's graciousness and because of the planning that my husband and I did, I was already living way below my means, and I had saved a lot of money. And because I was able to collect his survivor benefits and a pension from my job and a small pension from him, I just chose not to go back to work. And God has been very gracious. I've been doing volunteer work, and I'm still not quite sure what I'm on a journey, but he's just been very gracious to me. And actually today I'm finally getting to a project. I'm cleaning out my basement.
Well, good for you.
But, I think I just have learned that it's so important to trust him, to listen to him, and to learn how to plan for the future with his help and his wisdom. Mm-hmm. And it's been emotionally a challenging transition because I've always worked, and I'm very much of an achiever kind of person, and so to pull away from all of that and just try to listen to him and not try to do everything, but try to seek him. He told me two things. He said, I want you to do your artwork again, because I'd been an art teacher 40 years ago, and high school teacher. And then he said, and I want you to grow closer to me. Those are the only two messages I got. So I focused on those two things, and he's been unveiling things to me as I go along. And it's been a good process. One of the things I did to heal too is immediately after I was let go, I wrote a thank you letter to our CEO and another executive in our company, thanking them for working there and actually witnessing to them about how God had really ordained my being there. He had opened the door for me to work there and to put money aside for retirement. And because of that company, I have a pension. And I worked there last 12 years of my career. So, I was very, very grateful to this company for what they had done for me.
What you've done also, Mary Ellen, is you kept a really great attitude, even in the midst of these challenges that were not of your making or your design. And I think that's part of it. We lay out our design, but ultimately we have to ask God for the direction. Mary Ellen, thank you for your call, and God bless you for sharing today.
Hi, Randy. This is Jan from Prattville, Alabama, and I just wanted to comment on the man that had called the other day. You did not agree on your intentional living. You've made such a difference in my life, and I try to listen to you every day, and I thank you so much for your ministry and what it means to me and so many others. And I'd like to ask all your listeners today, I would like to challenge them who are listening to send to your program today their best offering to show that it's made a difference in their life. And I just pray that the challenge would meet your budget's needs and then some. Thank you again. Jan from Prattville, Alabama. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jan. It's very thoughtful, and people have been doing that, and we appreciate it. And here, as we're moving through the month of December, getting closer to closing out 2017, I want to say a great big thank you to all of you who've been praying for us and in supporting us during 2017. We've met so many new friends in our Intentional Love Marriage Conference series this year, an opportunity to really minister and talk to friends all over the country. It's been very special. And I want to say thanks to our team who work to bring this program to you every day. And as we wrap up this week, can I challenge you to pray about coming and sharing a gift with the ministry that can help us continue to carry on? You know, your monthly support makes a big difference as a monthly member. And if you're a monthly member, boy, you know, it would push us over the top if all of our monthly members could give that 13th month an added gift this month in addition to the regular monthly. Just a thought. But then everyone who could share a gift, each of you, we want to say thanks in advance by sending you a beautiful print, 16 by 20 watercolor done by my wife, Donna, and these 10 principles that I teach called Finishing Strong. And it's our gift to you. You can see it online. The information is there for you. And if you become monthly in support, we'll make sure that you receive the DVD teaching that goes with it and then ongoing CD teaching each and every month as our ministry to you. All the information's available for you. I'm seeing it right now on the website. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on the donate button, or during West Coast business hours, you can always call 888-888-1717 and press number 4. And I invite you to come and join me next week as we start a series on your one word for 2018. It'll be a good series. See you then.